Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cubbage moves to third. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hobson. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Cusick moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Tom Murphy now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Cusick moves to third. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hobson moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom House now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.